The judgment and opinion of the court in United States against McDonald will be announced by Mr. Justice Blackmun.
Well, this case comes to us by certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The issue is whether a defendant who is indicted on a federal charge may appeal before trial a federal district court's order denying his motion to dismiss an indictment because of an alleged violation of his Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. The respondent, Captain McDonald, was a physician in military service stationed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. In 1975, almost 5 years after Captain McDonald's wife and two children were murdered, he was indicted on three counts of first-degree murder in violation of a federal statute. Prior to trial, the federal district court denied a motion to dismiss the indictment because of the alleged denial of his Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. The Fourth Circuit allowed an interlocutory appeal on the authority of the case it had decided earlier with respect to an allegation of double jeopardy. By a divided vote, it reversed the district court's denial of respondent's motion to dismiss on speedy trial grounds and remanded the case with instructions to dismiss the indictment. The government's petition for rehearing with a suggestion for rehearing in bank was denied by an evenly divided vote. The panel majority recognized that the denial of a pretrial motion in a criminal case generally is not appealable, and that the point presented is to be decided on appeal after trial. It drew an exception in this case, however, because of what it called the extraordinary nature of respondent's case. And then on the merits, it decided the speedy trial claim in favor of the respondent, again by a divided vote. And because of the importance of the jurisdictional question to the criminal law, we granted certiorari. Finality of judgment has been required as a predicate for federal appellate jurisdiction, and to qualify for departure from that general prohibition against piecemeal appellate review, three factors must be met. First, the trial court's order must constitute a complete, formal, and final rejection of the defendant's claim. Second, it must resolve an issue completely collateral to the cause of action asserted. And finally, it must involve a right that would be lost, perhaps irreparably, if review had to await final judgment. In an opinion filed today, we hold that a pretrial order rejecting a defendant's speedy trial claim does not represent a complete, formal, and final rejection in the trial court of the defendant's claim. The particular facts of the case, including an estimate of the degree to which delay has impaired an adequate defense, can be carefully assessed only after trial. And further, the speedy trial claim, unlike a double jeopardy claim, is not sufficiently independent of the trial's outcome to warrant pretrial appellate review. Speedy trial rights are not lost if review must await final judgment. By definition, those rights are already lost before trial. Allowing an exception to the rule against pretrial appeals in criminal cases for speedy trial claims would threaten, we feel, precisely the values manifested in the speedy trial clause of the Sixth Amendment. Accordingly, we reverse the judgment of the Court of Appeals and remand the case for further proceedings. Mr. Justice Brennan took no part in the consideration or decision of this case.
Thank you, Mr. Justice Blackmun.